Oklahoma is one of the states trying to get back to business, despite concerns reopening too soon could lead to a new surge of coronavirus cases. Governor Kevin Stitt joins us now from Oklahoma City. Governor, why did you decide to start reopening your state?
Well, thanks for having me on, Chris. You have to go back and think about why we closed down in the first place. You know, I've issued 15 executive orders since March 15th when I first declared the state of emergency, but it was to build capacity in our hospitals to make sure we didn't overrun our healthcare system. It was to build supply for PPE, and it was to flatten the curve. The facts in our state are March 30th, we peaked in hospitalizations with 560 across the state. Today, we have 300 across the state in our hospitals. And so we think it's time for a measured reopening. But I've been very clear with Oklahomans that coronavirus is still in the United States and it's still in Oklahoma. So we have to continue with the social distancing, but we will start taking some measured reopening in a phased, measured approach.
But Governor, here is the head of your state medical association, Dr. George Muggs. Let's put up his comments on the screen. Even without widespread testing, Oklahoma has seen an ongoing growth in the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the past week alone. He points out that White House guidelines call for a two-week downward trajectory in cases and says, we are far from this point. Governor, that is the head of your state medical association.
Well, I don't know exactly who that is, but the Department of Health head in our state is Gary Cox. And we have followed all of the White House guidelines. There were four gates that we've met. And the facts are we have been on a steady decline since March 30th in hospitalizations. And we have 300 across our state. And that's why we decided to have a measured reopening. We're always going to be data driven in Oklahoma. We're watching it. I have put up 80 different mobile test sites across the state. We currently rank 25th in the nation in number of testing. And it is time for a measured reopening. But I also told Oklahomans that we'll be data driven. We'll continue to watch the trends. And if the percentage of tests start increasing or hospitalizations start increasing, that we'll kick back one of those phases. And we can obviously reserve the rights to back up if we need to. But we believe it's the time to have a measured reopening.
Well, yeah. In fact, the reopening started 2 days ago when, under your order, spas and nail salons and barbershops could reopen. Do you have any sense of how many, in fact, did reopen on Friday?
Well, you got to realize that, and I gave that, you know, certain communities could start with a phase one yesterday on the 24th or 2 days ago on the 24th by appointment only. These are barbershops. These are folks like in Midwest City that have been in business for 50 years. And next Friday on May 1st is when we're going to have a limited reopening for churches if they follow social distancing and have every other pew, some in restaurant dining. We're going to spread the tables out 6 feet apart, mask up, do temperature testing. So we have a list of guidances for those restaurants that want to start opening. And again, we're going to be data driven, but we will not make decisions in Oklahoma what we're seeing on television or what we're seeing happening in other states. And the facts are we've gone from 560 hospitalized people on March 30th. Today, we have 300 across the state. We built capacity. We now have 4,600 hospital beds for COVID-related patients. And that was the whole objective when we got here on March 15th and we started this executive orders, was to build capacity in our hospitals because we understand that COVID is still here. People are still going to get it. But Oklahomans are safe and we're ready for a measured reopening.
Well, I want to ask you about the measured reopening. There's nobody who wants to reopen the country more than President Trump. But he said this week that he's concerned about some of these places that do up close personal services like spas, like salons, like barbershops, that it may just be too close. Here he is. Here's the president.
I love those people that use all of those things, the spas and the beauty parlors and barbershops, tattoo parlors, I love them. But they can wait a little bit longer, just a little bit, not much, because safety has to predominate.
Governor, is President Trump wrong?
Of course, safety is number one. And the two guiding principles that I told Oklahomans we're going to use to through this whole process was the health and safety of Oklahoma is number one, and then mitigate the loss to our economy and get our workers back working as quickly as possible. We're data driven. I can't speak to what's happening in other states, but in my state, we're seeing the trending go down. Our testing's going up, our tracing. We've put 80 different testing sites up. We've tested over 55,000 folks. Our positive tests right now are 6.3%. And again, 300 hospitalized cases across the state with a capacity for 4,600. We think it's a reasonable time to reopen. And you could always play Monday right. morning quarterback and say, hey, let's wait till we have 100 folks in the hospital in Oklahoma or 50 or zero. But I just don't think that's practical. So we've done what we set out to do on March
Governor?
15th. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, let me just ask you one last question because we're running out of time. Localities under Oklahoma rules can ignore your order and keep their stay-at-home directives. But the mayors of a number of the big cities say reluctantly they are going to reopen because they say since you've opened up the state, if the town next door has reopened, then they can't protect their residents anyway. Here is the mayor of Norman, Oklahoma.
We don't have that testing capacity right now. And so it's very, very dangerous to open without it. We need to get to a position where we are proactive, not just reactive. And then opening businesses where it's sustained close personal contact is very dangerous.
Governor, I've got about a minute left. Mayors say that you're pitting cities against each other. In fact, one of them called it Oklahoma's version of the Hunger Games.
Well, you know, I've got a great relationship with the mayors across the state, and these are tough decisions, and I know they're concerned about their citizens as well. I'm putting guidance for the whole state because, as you know, but I've never been heavy-handed with the mayors in different locations. I've let them make decisions based on their communities. But I'm thinking about all 4 million Oklahomans. I'm giving guidance. If a restaurant doesn't feel like they're ready to reopen, they don't have to. If you don't feel like it's time to go by appointment right. only to a barber shop, you don't have to. But we think it's time, and we can always back up or we can extend these phases.